It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we just wrapped up their 3 days of Big Iron, and I want to thank everybody who stopped by the booth to visit. It was pretty interesting visiting with customers and producers this fall as to see just what's on everybody's minds. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about what is on everybody's minds.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we just wrapped up the 3 days of Big Iron, and I'd like to thank all the customers and producers who stopped by our booths to visit. And we got a good feeling of just what's on everybody's minds here as we're going into this fall harvest. The biggest one, of course, is where are we going to put this crop that's going to be coming in, especially with the logistics issues that are facing North Dakota right now with the lost storage because of the summer storms and because of the potential size of the crop that is to be harvested. And not just a good corn crop and a good soybean crop, but it looks like sunflowers and the other fall crops are going to be looking at having decent yields. Then that's also coming off of an average to a little better average wheat crop and a good canola crop. So storage right now is at a premium. And with a lot of storage being lost through the summer storms, it puts a little bit more emphasis on it. Basis levels widening out hasn't helped, mainly because of the slowdown in demand that we're seeing in exports for soybeans, especially for the North Dakota soybeans going through the Pacific Northwest to China. With China out of the market, that means beans are going to be a little bit harder to be marketing right off of the combine, and that wide basis levels are kind of stopping that from happening as well. The nice thing is that we do have strong corn demand, and corn is moving through, so we are being able to ship corn. So at this point, it's likely that producers are going to be forced to store soybeans a little bit longer than average or than what they would like to do, and maybe move more corn off of the combine. Now, this last weekend's frost is going to make some adjustments to that, as some corn is going to be fairly wet as it comes off of the fields, and it could be that farmers will have to get it in condition. It does appear that we might be seeing a little bit more bags and other conventional storage methods be used to put this crop in this fall. But at this point, it does look like corn will be the market that we choose to maybe sell off the combine, and soybeans will be one we'll have to hold on to see if we can get basis levels to somewhat stabilize later in the winter.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.